Shalom, everybody. We're continuing the Maamar Parsha Shmini. We had a very fascinating Maamar in the beginning of Parsha Tzav, speaking about the Levyoson and the Sheir HaBor, how the new Neshomas will eat the Levyoson and the Sheir HaBor, and through that, they will elevate us. Today, we have a Maamar Parsha Shmini, a fascinating Maamar who explains the kinigi, the circus that there'll be between the Levyoson and Sheir HaBor. We'll try to kill each other. What the concept is. Says the Maamar, Levyoson Zayitzar Telosachik, but he says the Medrash on this Parsha Shmini, on this Pasuk in Tehillim, that there's Behemoth in Levyoson. And there'll be a fascinating kiniga, fascinating circus. When Moshiach will come, and the behema will be noites. He will gore the Levyoson with his horns and kill the Levyoson. And the Levyoson will kill the behemoth with the sampirov, with his fins, he will shecht it. Levyoson will shech the wild Sheir HaBor. And then there'll be a massive party. Asks the Medrash, V'loikach tanino, and it says, Amishne Meseches Chulin, that it's not a kosher shechita with the fins. Because it says, Chutz mimagel kotze, that if it's a suckle that has cuts in it, that has pegimois, it's not a kosher shechita. Answers the Gemara, sorry, the Medrash says, Aposik Teira Chadosha, there'll be a new Teira, and that Teira will permit and make that Shechita kosher. And then Eibishter will permit it, because Behemos is. Yeah. Behemos is the Sheir HaBor. Okay. The Alter Rebbe is going to explain what is this kinigi, what is this machle, what is this circus, Eliyosun Sheir HaBor. What is the deeper meaning? So the Alter Rebbe explains that there's two types of tzaddikim. There's the Vyosun type of tzaddikim, and there's Sheir HaBor type of tzaddikim. Levyoson, the fish, is those tzaddikim that are beseshen. They're hidden. They do aveda benuchnias mostly. Yachid yichudim al yenim. Like Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yechoi, while he was in the cave for 13 years, he couldn't do physical mitzvahs. Because they only had one boxer and a live stream of water that was created, so he didn't eat matzah and Pesach. He didn't make it a shrine and wine. He didn't have an esrog and he didn't have a sukkah. And Ariza was also on this level of Levyoson, very high tzaddikim, higher than this world. And he brings it from the Tzemach Tzedek. It says, V'yid gulorei b'kerav ha'oretz. That malochim are also called, they're on that level. They're malochim. The malochim are higher than the world. So, in essence, these tzaddikim, says in a maimer from the Alter Rebbe, elsewhere, it's also the Baal Shem Tov, high neshamas. Then there's tzaddikim that are revealed. They do in the world, they do physical mitzvahs. Shemachto b'chagecho, they bring down godliness to the world. Simcha is gilayin. And say baruchu. And this hamshoche comes dafke with mitzvahs, maisiyas. Like it says, ein simcha l'bibosar. You have to bring shalmi simcha. And we have ein simcha l'biyayin. Because today we don't have the Shalmi symbol. We don't have the Karbonis. Pesach, you bring them Shach to eating physical mats. Shvuas through Matan Teirin, Sukkos through Sukkah and Lulavim. And without it, you can't. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says here in the brackets, it's a Tzemach Tzedek, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was Levi Yosef and brought down all these things through Biruchnis. Says the Alter Rebbe Be'emes, you cannot lahagia. Alter Rebbe touches up unridden. You cannot touch godliness through physical, only through the spiritual avodah in the yama. Just like a fish, the water covers on them from Almadi's Kasyon every day, the Sadiqim that are hidden, and they connect this world with the infinite, like it says by David HaMelech. David would connect the spiritual world, Tere Shalomailo, and the Ebershter, Dosiliv Yosel. Connecting the Ebershter with the worlds. Says I go a footnote from the Tzemach Tzedek. This is what it says, that the fourth group of 3 hours the Ebershter plays with the Liv Yosef and he gets tainer from them. And this is connected these last 3 hours, these last couple of hours from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. It's the time of Mincha, and Yitzchak made Mincha that God gets great pleasure from this tzaddikim. So he says, it's explained elsewhere, says the Tzemach Tzedek, says in Gemara, the difference between Parsha Shema and V'hoyim Shemeya, the V'hoyim Shemeya is called, they're not doing the Tzoyin Shemokim fully. So it doesn't say, B'chol Meidech, we don't have the true concept of Mesiris Nefesh. So what does it mean, Eisin and Tzoyin Shemokim, to bring down from the level of Seyvim V'um Emalei? This you need Mesiras Nefesh. And these are these greater tzaddikim, but without Bechol Meidecha, you don't have this great connection of Sevir Kalman to Malikol Almin, so it's not called Esir Tzei Nishol Mokim. And it brings a fascinating Gemara that Mishachor Abis HaMikdash, there's no Shchik, there's no laughter, Lamaila, there's no, because you don't have these great tzaddikim as much as you had them before the Korban Beis Hamikdash. And it's explained in Kisvei Arizal that through Torah mitzvahs, you bring a yichud zun, a connection of Zohar and Malchus, but to bring down Abba v'Ima, to bring a yichud of Chochma Bina, that's a total new Amshach of Godliness, is dafka through Mesiras Nefesh. Is connected with Krishna. And who does this Aveda of ultimate Mesiris Nefesh? Dafke. The Aveda Ruchnis of Liv Yosson, that they have total Mesiris Nefesh Be'echod, and they make Yilova Yishri'ilai. Also, to understand the Aveda Ruchnis of these Nishomas that are Liv Yosson, we can understand it from Aloch and Shulchan Aruch. Says Aloch and Shulchan Aruch about davening. Now, what's the ultimate davening? That you totally forget about yourself. And you just think about the Ebishter. You remove any thought from your mind. And the Shulchan Aruch says that it's like a novi. That means that he has his spash, the sagashmi is, these tzaddikim that are levyosa, that are nuneyama, have totally spash, the sagashmi is. Gashmias doesn't take by them a place. They're totally connected with the Ebishter. That's why they're like Naveen. And they get great visions from above. It says in Pri Yitzchayim about the Arizal. Arizal was sitting Parshas Chukas Bolo. While he was sitting at the table, his lips was moving. So his students try to listen. What's the Arizal saying? That he just said, if I have to tell you what I just saw, it could take me 80 years and I still wouldn't finish to be able to explain you what I witnessed. So they're high, they're higher. They're very high level, this Nunayam. And they connect the spiritual worlds with our world, and they have true Mesiras Nefesh. And that's why it says Agimore, that when the Beis Hamikdash were destroyed, there's no laughter, Lamailo. So why does the Eibishter do? When there's no more such a shomas as Livyoson, he teaches and learns with young children today. Till here is the Agosat Samatzah. So we see from here the greatness of the Nunayama. They are the ultimate. But says Al Rebbe for the Nimaim, since we have a physical world, we need tzaddikim that are like the Sheir Abor. They're in the world and they do physical mitzvahs. And this is what it says, the Gemara, that every generation has a tzaddik, that on him the world stands. But it says every animal on our land has a copy in the ocean. You have a cat and you have a catfish. Every animal, I think one or two animals, don't have their counterpart in the ocean. What is the Alter Rebbe saying, Pshat? Why is there a counterpart? Because you need Nune Yama, Neshamas from Amadi, Iskashi, amazing Neshamas. But you also need Neshamas on the Yabosha. The Alter Rebbe continues, because it's tzaddikim that are called Nunayam are amazing. And they go just like fish with one movement. They can go very far. And they're higher than the tzaddikim that have happiness from a stake. They go like a dog that comes from one end of the world to the other. With one shape, he says, with one movement. They go very high. And it's not like the tzaddikim that are very excited and hot-blooded, that are connected with simcha, with bosan, simcha, with yayin, with rishpeish, and shalheves. They're very cool. They're very calm. And with one movement, they reach very high. Says the Alter Rebbe, I can't explain this with words about these great neshamas. But therefore, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, while he was in the cave for 13 years, didn't eat steak on Yom Tov. And this is what the pshat, that the Levyosa will make. He has his fins. They're called Floishfederin, okay? That with them you fly. And that's why the Livyosons, the whole world stands under Livyos. Like it says in Chazal, that the Livyoson surrounds the entire globe. What does this mean? That it's so big, it also means the whole world stands on such tzaddikim. Like we said before, the Alter Rebbe brings Amud Echod, Tzadik Shmei Sholova Olam Oymed. So now we know what the Levyosin is and what the Sheir Abor is. Levyosin is the great tzaddik. And the Sheir Abor is the lower tzaddikim that have to elevate the world. They have to make two types of tzaddikim. What will be the milchom of the Levyosin and Sheir Abor? And the Levyosin will shecht it. Will shecht the Sheir Abor. He explains. Tzaddikim on the lower level are called Sheir Abor. Sheir Abor comes from the Sheir Me'asmel, in the Merkova, from the left of the Merkova, from the face of the ox. Why is it called Sheir Abor? We know Sheir Abor means the wild ox. Alter Rebbe here gives a different pshat. Sheir Abor is, he's a sheir, but he's bar v'zach. He's refined, even though he eats steaks and drinks wine on Yom Tov. He doesn't enjoy the steaks. His stomach should enjoy it. He elevates it. He's happy. He's happy with the Rebishter. And we say v'yismuchu b'cho, we should rejoice with God, the Besamigdash. There was a happiness with Hashem. This is what he has. We call it Sheir Abor from Baal Evov. He's a pure man. He has Simchin Hashem, excitement. But it's Mil Sezutrisa. It's a low level compared to the Hiluch of the Tzadikim Kalt of Yos. Because the Hiluch of the Tzadik comes from the physical world. But their Hiluch of the Livyason is with one shake of his fins, he goes around the world. It's infinity. So now, what does it mean that Livyason will shech the Sheir Abor? He'll elevate him through the fins. That they will be elevated to the level of the Livyason. That's the Shechitah. And the Alter Rebbe said, Sheir Abor will elevate the Livyason. Because in a sense, the avoid of the Sheir Abor is greater, even if it's Gashmis. But it's changing the world. It's changing the world because this is what Tera wants. So, mitzad the kavon of changing the world, the Sheir Abor is greater. So he will elevate him. And this is what the Livyason and Sheir Abor is. That the Eibishter will allow tzaddikim, when Mashiach will come, they will watch and they will see that they're both necessary and only together can they do their avodah. And this is what they'll watch. Because in one point, the Livyason is greater. He's a much greater tzaddik. But in another point, the Sheir Abor is greater and changing the world. Says that Tzemach Tzedek in the Haggad, Sheir Abor. Why is it called Sheir Abor? It's a Rav Tfuis B'Kiyah Sheir. They elevate their Sheir. They elevate the world. Another explanation why they're called Sheir Abor, because they're like Yosef HaTzadik that was called Pchir Sheirei Oderlei. So since Yosef is called HaTzadik, so that's why it's called Sheir. This is the Tzemach Tzadik. Go further, Alter Rebbe in the mind. Alter Rebbe is going to explain we asked in the beginning of the Maimer why such a shechita, if the sakin has cracks in it, it's a posel shechita. Why the Livyason shechita to Sheir Abor is a kosher shechita? Says the Alter Rebbe, even though now it's a posel shechita, but you're elevating the Sheir Abor should be on the level of Livyason. Taking simple people, making them like that, is out. That takes time. It can't be in one shot. There's many levels. They have to go slowly from one level to the other level. That's why the Eibush will say that the Shechit is allowed to elevate us slowly. And then the Sheir Abor will elevate the Livyason through getting him in the horns. Okay. Well, here's the Maimon. There's great discussion in this Maimon. Does this mean that there won't be a physical of Yosef and Sheir Abor according to the Alter Rebbe in the Maimon? There's going to be physical of Yosef and Sheir Abor, like Kishol Brocho, there's many Rishonim that say that Rav Yosef Shira Born is a Ruchnistik Suda. And many that say it's a physical Suda. The Alter Rebbe is here explaining what's the spiritual. The spiritual is the circus will be, we will watch our Avoda and see that we're all necessary. And we will elevate each other. Everyone's advantage will share with each other and we'll all become elevated together. And Klal Yisro will become one. May it be soon in our days.